Hey, welcome back here to wrap up our discussion with the Facebook situation, how Facebook is amplifying anger and lies. I'm going to talk with that. We're going to continue talking about that with Jim McKinney. Jimmy, let's talk about the algorithms first of all. Explain how those algorithms to a real idiot. How do those algorithms actually work?
Well, you've got basically a modified version of artificial intelligence that reviews either words or pictures, images, or sounds, and that algorithm, that computer code, highlights issues that might be concerned, that are programmed into that as maybe a problem language or word or some angst or animosity. The problem is human beings actually create those algorithms. When they create those algorithms, they build in bias. The idea that you can, that the computer and the actual code, the computer code, is going to identify hate equally across the board would be impossible. In my view, it's impossible to identify, because people can show hatred with a smile. People can create violence while, pretending they're doing the right thing. And of course, we saw that over and over again last year in the Floyd riots. The idea that some computer code that a bunch of analysts, and I've got some experience in this, at least some oversight experience. My son works for Amazon Web Services, a PhD theoretical physicist, and he writes for AI coding and development there. He's a chief scientist that runs a team, and this is really hard stuff when you're taking personal emotions in there, and basically it's shaped and guided by individual views.
I don't understand how Zuckerberg can completely ignore internal calls for reform, because what he is doing, I'm not an attorney, but it strikes me that getting people that angry, that emotionally involved in situations with misinformation.
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal. I'm not that familiar with a specific law, but I know there are ways that we should be looking at censorship from private companies that have as much power as Facebook does. I think one of the big ways that would make a difference is the monopoly he has by buying out competitors and by silencing other social media platforms. And of course, if you've got the ability through your system to basically crush any other competitor and gear everyone's views to your particular ideology, that is something new in human history that we've never seen through technology. And you started off earlier in the last segment saying, this is scary stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, never in our lifetimes have we been able to send so much information so quickly around the world to different people. And it can be very easily manipulated into propaganda and manipulate people and markets and create conditions that could create war, and I'm sure that it has, and can create lies and destruction and violence.
I got to tell you, Jimmy, what I don't understand when you talk about destruction and violence and war, those are pretty serious subjects, and I don't understand why the liberals don't realize what's going on, and why don't they also call for a stop to this? I don't get it.
Well, here's what I believe.
Okay.
I believe that progressives have taken over the general view of the Democratic Party in the United States. The general view of a liberal, of a traditional classic liberal, would be to protect against that and allow for free speech and free rights and let people to think and believe and not be controlled. Had Republicans been controlling this knowledge and Zuckerberg been using it to promote conservative values and conservative ideas, the Democrats and the liberals would be attacking him severely. They're attacking him now. And this is something very important to realize. Some of the articles that you're looking at right now are actually attacking him because he still allows some conservative voices out there. And that's something that, we have to actually pay very strict attention to, because the idea is that you can control this. You can't control it. You cannot control people's voices or ideas and minds over a long period of time. What you'll get is you can influence tremendously, but when the lies come out, people, the backlash begins, and it's happened throughout history with authoritarian leaders, tyrants, and people that lie and manipulate and steal. The socialist systems that Mark Zuckerberg and a lot of these ideologues and the progressives, AOC, Bernie Sanders, that are promoting, those views have failed miserably over time because they control and isolate people. And that's the problem. When they continue down this road, they're eventually going to face the Piper for it. But the problem is, how challenging is it before we get to the point where there's pushback? You're starting to see it now, but these guys are very, very powerful, and they manipulate minds and ideas with very sophisticated tools that identify and target each individual on what they should look at and what they should see, what news is out there. And unfortunately, there are far too many people that don't realize it, so they think what they get off their Facebook feed for news is accurate and true, when in fact, it's manipulated, it's opinion, and it's geared to them in a very specific, technologically controlled way.
Well, as I've said many times, it's cost me the relationship with a grandson and a daughter because they are so into Facebook. My oldest daughter's sole source of information, political information, societal information, et cetera, is Facebook. And she prides herself on that, which I find to be very, very interesting. All of the articles that I've read, and I've read numerous articles about this thing, Jimmy, then they have all have said, they really bemoan the fact that there is a total lack of moral compass in perhaps one of the largest companies in the world. And the conclusion that I would like to ask you this question, and that is, why, and do you feel that Bill Gates is involved in this also? I can't believe that he would be. I mean, this is so abysmal. He's got to be smarter than that.
You know, Bill Gates is involved in many things that you would think. Look, just because people make a lot of money doesn't necessarily mean they understand comprehensively life and community. Bill Gates is a human being like you and I. Yeah. He makes mistakes. Bill Gates has invested immense amounts of resources into vaccinations and vaccines and this whole COVID outcome and out process. And I'll tell you, I don't trust him running my life any more than I trust Mark Zuckerberg, Joe Biden, you, or
oh, come on, Jimmy. Me,
I don't want anybody.
I do everything. I do everything perfectly, man. You know that. But let me say this. I think we're at a real crossroads in our country today. And the one thing that Zuckerberg has accomplished, it hasn't been necessarily accomplished by Zuckerberg, but it's been accomplished by publications like The Week magazine when they bring all of this out, and that is, our country is in serious trouble today, and I hope that that comes out in the next major election. I hope that it comes out that people realize that they are voting totally, totally now on misinformation. Jim, we got about a minute.
Yeah, so, and that's something very important that I want to talk about. I mentioned the Center for Technology and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation Research. These are two heavily funded Mark Zuckerberg programs that changed the outcomes of the elections and focused resources specifically in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. When you go through some of the details of where they put money, how they put money, and what they did, they shifted and shaped votes. And that was in conjunction with their Facebook programming. And of course, we've seen the whistleblower who was a former tech guy that has said that you can change 10-15% of the voting population,
right,
through manipulation of Facebook and some of these social media platforms. You're seeing a coordinated effort to do that. The people that are doing this are very influential. They're very powerful. And if we don't put a check on them, we're going to face a completely different future in America.
Well, yeah, we're already facing a future that I never thought was possible in my country, America. But I will say this. I have to believe, because I still have faith in the majority of Americans, I have to believe that in the next election this will be a major point, and I think it's going to cost the Democrats. As Bobby Kennedy's son said in his great book about Fauci, he said, 2020 marked the end of the Democratic Party as we knew it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.